All right, let's get into it. Today, we're covering the top 7 key facts about Xi Jinping's leadership. Welcome to Cliff Notes' 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Here's the deal. You'll learn 7 facts about Xi Jinping's influence and policies in simpler terms, and walk away ready to ace that quiz or exam. Xi's extraordinary exertion exemplifies assertive leadership. Fact number 1, Xi became CCP General Secretary and Chairman of the Party Central Military Commission in November 2012. Think about it this way. This is when he took the party's top job and top party control of the military, marking the start of his paramount leadership. The Politburo Standing Committee was streamlined, and soon after, leading groups began to cluster under him, setting up tighter coordination from the start. Test question. When did Xi become CCP General Secretary? Correct answer, November 2012. Memory aid. In 2012, Xi took the helm anew. Okay, moving forward. Fact number 2. Xi was elected President of China in March 2013, further consolidating the top roles. Here's the key point. By holding General Secretary, Party CMC Chair, and the Presidency, he unified party, state, and military authority. From a practical angle, that meant faster decision-making and tighter alignment across security, propaganda, and economic policy via bodies that reported to him, with the State Council's independent space narrowing. Test question. When was Xi elected President of China? Correct answer, March 2013. Memory aid, 2013 is Xi's presidential scene. Let's roll to the next fact. Fact number 3. Xi launched the anti-corruption campaign, 2013 to present. Now listen, this is the Tigers and Flies drive that reached from township clerks to national leaders, reshaping elite politics and everyday bureaucracy. High-profile cases included Zhou Yongkang and others, and by 2023, roughly 2.3 million officials had been prosecuted. The campaign also built new architecture, empowering the CCDI and creating the National Supervisory Commission, plus centrally dispatched inspection teams to cut through local protection networks. Test question. What campaign did Xi launch that targeted tigers and flies? Correct answer. The anti-corruption campaign. Memory aid. Xi's anti-graft spree keeps things tidy. Right then, fact number 4. Removal of presidential term limits in March 2018. Here's where it gets interesting. The 13th National People's Congress amended the constitution, removing the 2-term cap on the presidency. That broke with post-Mao succession norms and enabled Xi to serve beyond 10 years. Tying leadership stability to long-range agendas and later reinforced by ideological codification like the 2021 historical resolution. Test question. When were China's presidential term limits removed? Mound. Correct answer. March 2018. Memory aid. In 2018, Xi's term limits were changed. Let's move right along. Fact number 5. Centralization of power through leading groups and commissions, 2014 to present. Let's clarify, Xi elevated party leadership over the state by steering policy from CCP bodies. In 2018, key leading groups were upgraded to commissions. In 2023, the Central Financial Commission was created and the Central Financial Work Commission revived, and a Central Science and Technology Commission emerged, tightening party oversight of finance and tech. The result? Faster top-down alignment, but reduced autonomy for ministries and the State Council. Test question, what did Xi use to centralize power? Correct answer, leading groups and commissions. Memory aid, Xi's centralization through commission creation. Now, let's shift gears. Fact number 6, major PLA reforms. 2015 to 2016. Think about it this way. The PLA was reorganized for modern joint warfare and tighter party control. 7 military regions became 5 theatre commands. The 4 general departments were replaced with 15 CMC organs. About 300,000 troops were cut. The rocket force was upgraded, and the CMC Joint Operations Command Center was established, reinforcing Xi's role as Commander-in-Chief. Politically, the new Gutian emphasis reinforced that the army answers to the party. Test question. What did Xi's PLA reforms emphasize? Correct answer. Party control and joint warfighting. Memory aid. PLA's new way, Xi's joint play. On to the next point. Fact number 7. The Hong Kong National Security Law in 2020. From a practical angle, this law recalibrated Hong Kong's political environment toward Beijing's authority, curtailing the pro-democracy movement and reframing activism as a national security risk. It signaled that political security sits at the apex of policy priorities. Test question. What year was the Hong Kong National Security Law enacted? Correct answer. 2020. Memory aid. In 2020, Hong Kong's security landscape shifted. Quick recap time. Let's break this down. Fact number 1. When did Xi become CCP General Secretary? Correct answer. November 2012. Fact number 2. When was Xi elected President of China? Correct answer. March 2013. Fact number 3. What campaign targeted tigers and flies? Correct answer. The anti-corruption campaign. Fact number 4. When were China's presidential term limits removed? Correct answer. March 2018. Fact number 5. What did Xi use to centralize power? Correct answer. Leading groups and commissions. Fact number 6. What did Xi's PLA reforms emphasize? Correct answer. Party control and joint warfighting. Fact number 7. What year was the Hong Kong National Security Law enacted? Correct answer. 2020. That's it for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. What matters most is keeping these dates and themes straight. You're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Let that sink in. Keep this fresh in your mind.